at work here on Triple M.
Reveal.
Triple M's.
Your secrets.
Supergrass.
Yeah, Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, this said this bloke had no credibility. Well, guess what? He's got tons of it.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney, prepare to crap yourself, because here comes all the rumour and innuendo. Supergrass, welcome.
Morning, Grill Team. I start with details of a married TV star who was recently spotted on Tinder trying to pick up girls. He was looking for NSA fun, which apparently on dating websites stands for no strings attached.
How stupid's that, mucking around on Tinder?
He must have been mucking around.
And you're on television. I think you're going to get caught.
Probably.
Channel 9 is furious at the NRL marketing department over the State of Origin entertainment. They've described the department as lacking initiative. Channel 9 actually came up with the idea for the pre-match entertainment, which I believe MG was involved in, but were severely disappointed with the execution.
Okay, there you go.
I must admit, I thought it was fantastic. Watching it on telly, it was I was riveted for that 15 minutes or so. Mm. I knew MG was going to be on it, so I was watching for that. He was on early, but everyone else did it. The crowd was unbelievable. I'm disappointed that people didn't like that.
Oh, I still think the halftime entertainment at these big events.
Who cares? Footy's enough.
Mate, you're paying $300 a ticket.
I know, like, but you're watching the best athletes in the world. Why do you need
it's a little thing, but I think our entertainment's got to lift.
We need more unicycles, people juggling on unicycles. Bears.
And sorry, you're doing the greatest moments in 100 years of Origin. Where was Luke O'Donnell's spear tackle on Darius Boyd?
That's a good point.
An ex-TV host who did play some sport has broken up with his wife after she discovered he has lost his job. That wasn't the reason for the breakup, but the fact that for 6 weeks he would walk out the door and say he was off to work. She didn't like the fact that she'd been lied to and wondered what else he'd been lied about.
Okay. Wow. Who was it, Supergrass?
It was...
Wow.
Okay. You know better than that, Supergrass. We've had to be quick on the bleep button there.
An NRL player recently placed an innocent $5 bet on an NRL game. It wasn't one that he was playing in. Within 20 minutes, he had received a phone call from the Integrity Commission saying they had cancelled the bet. They are really onto this betting on games.
Yeah, so they're good on them.
It's good to see, too.
Glad they're doing that, yeah.
And while on the subject of betting, six European bookmakers have taken bets of €50,000 on Belgium to win the Soccer World Cup, which would pay out €1 million each, a total of €6 million. Now, they thought it was an odd coincidence, looked into it. It turns out a Belgian supermarket chain is running a promotion that if you shop in their stores during the World Cup and Belgium win the World Cup, your next shop is free. They did the maths and worked out it was €6 million. So basically, they've decided to lose the $300K now instead of risking the $6 million after they win the World Cup.
It's funny, Grace, because I was talking to a mate last night. We're talking about the odds for the Soccer World Cup, and we couldn't work out why Belgium was so short. And there you go. That's the reason.
They're a bloody good team.
There you go. Thank you very much, Supergrass. Talk to you next week, buddy.
Traffic. Rusted, squeaking, seized up, messed up. Man up.